Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. I know I've already released an episode earlier today, but today's episode, we got to talk about the Oscars, the 96th Annual Academy Award. Academy Awards was just, I forgot it was tonight, and just watched it, and I got to say, it was something truly special. We got to see a lot of first-timers come out here and win and everything like that. But the big, I think the big surprise for a lot of people was, you know, there was just a lot of stuff going on. You know, the performances were good. Everything was just really, really on fire. I got to say, this was a step up from last year. It was really good. But the big news coming out of the Oscars, obviously, is that Oppenheimer, pretty much swept everything. I mean, it was a big opportunity for everybody involved with that film. Oppenheimer won Best Picture, Best Director for Chris Nolan in his first win, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., I think it won Best Film Editing and Best Cinematography. Everything about this film, it was firing on all cylinders. To come away with three of the big four awards tonight, basically, is incredible. This was a really, really spectacular film, and it was really, really cool to see that. You know, like I said, it's a first time win for Robert Downey Jr., who's been nominated three times, and this is his first win. Same thing with Chris Nolan. Nolan had been nominated for Inception and Dunkirk, which were nominated for Best Picture and Best Director and everything like that, but he had never won. And then now this year he wins it with Oppenheimer, and just a real spectacular moment for all those guys. Cillian Murphy, a well-deserved Academy Award win. I think he's been nominated before. I can't remember if he's ever won one. Yeah, but that was something cool to behold and things like that. I think one of the shocking ones, in my opinion, was that The Boy and the Heron won Best Animated Feature over Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And I was like, really? Huh, that's interesting. You know? Billie Eilish won Best Original Song once again. I know she won it last year. This year she won it for her song in the movie Barbie, which is, you know, good for her. I mean, she's been kind of killing it as far as making movies for songs and everything like that, because, like I said, it's a back-to-back win, because I know she won it last year. So, you know, good for her. Emma Stone won Best Actress for her performance in the movie Poor Things, which was kind of surprising to me. You know, I thought the girl from the Martin Scorsese film was going to win. Killers of the Flower Moon. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. But I had her winning it. I was very surprised it went with Emma Stone. I have not seen the movie Poor Things yet, and I don't have really an opinion about it. I know the movie Poor Things is available now on Hulu, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll probably be in a later episode when I get a chance to watch it and everything like that. But congratulations to Emma Stone for winning her second Oscar. You know, big ups to her. She did an amazing job.
I think one of the two moments that really stood out to me were the fact that Ryan Gosling performing I'm Just Ken was just incredible. The guy is multi-talented in every sense of the word. There will never be another another guy like that ever again. This guy is the epitome of what a movie star and everything like that. The guy is an all-around entertainer. He can sing, he can act. It was hilarious, but it was entertaining at the same time. So it was incredible. You know, I can't say a bad thing about it. So it was really, really fun. But then I think one of the things that's probably going to be talked about for, you know, one of the takeaways from the show was the fact that John Cena was presenting the award for best costume, and he comes out butt-ass naked with the envelope holding, you know, it's blocking and everything like that. Then the fact that, you know, on TV they play the nominations and everything like that. But I saw a video on X that while they were playing the video, the lights went black, and I think a crew ran on stage and kind of gave John Cena his suit, because when it came back from all the from the nominations and everything like that, he was in, you know, nice suit and looking very, you know, professional John Cena that he is. That, I thought that was hilarious. The idea that, you know, he kind of did something like that for that category. So that was kind of cool. Divine Joy Randolph, from The Holdovers, she won Best Supporting Actress. And I thought that was great. That was a great way to open it, the show and everything like that. Her performance in that movie, like I said, I've covered the movie The Holdovers, so her performance in that movie was really good. It really was. I can't say a bad thing about it. She really kind of plays the woman who's kind of lost everything and, you know, doesn't really have a way of showing it. And unfortunately, it kind of goes over to the wayside later in the movie. But her performance is one of the standouts in what is a pretty overlooked movie, because The Holdovers had some pretty good moments in it. I know it was nominated for a couple of Golden Globes and a couple of Oscars, but Divine Joy Randolph did an amazing job at her performance. I already talked about The Boy and the Heron. Very surprised by that. Godzilla Minus One. Very surprised that this did not get a lot of love. It did win an Oscar for visual effects. So there's that. And I thought that was, you know, excellent. It was really good. And, you know, wasn't surprised by that really at all. And something about that film was just probably what we had been waiting for so long and everything like that. But this was a great show, a great outing. A lot of people coming away with wins and everything like that. And, you know, a couple of upsets here and there, to say the least. But at the end of the day, you know, the right people, you saw a lot of people from the beginning when they announced Oppenheimer, and then when the movie came out and the money it made and the impact it made for this year, you knew that it was going to have some buzz around it come award season. And for it to win, you know, 3 of the big 4 awards, that's saying something. You know, like I said, big congratulations to everybody involved with that film and everything like that. Big, you know, big shout outs to all the men and women who create films and everything like that. Everybody did their best. You know, congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to all the nominees. This was great. This was a great show. You know, I'm glad that a lot of guys finally got their awards for their great performances and everything like that. It was just amazing. It was an amazing, amazing night for a lot of people, and really, really cool to see that that some guys, you know, hard work finally did pay off this year. So, but that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. Yep, you're probably going to get 2 episodes tonight, today, and everything like that, because I totally forgot about the Oscars tonight. A lot of the episodes are going to be pushed back maybe a day or something like that. I might just drop this episode as it comes out. So it is it's already 10 o'clock now. So it's 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. now. So, you know, you're probably going to get 2 episodes for today. And then a lot of the episodes that I had for what was going to come out during the week will still come out as scheduled and everything like that. But I just wanted to make an episode to give my thoughts and opinions about the whole Oscar thing and everything like that, because I did an episode last year for the Oscars, so I might as well keep that going and everything like that. So if you like the podcast, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Let me know what you guys thought about the Oscars. Who did you have winning? Who were your favorites? Were you upset by any of the winners tonight? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. We're finishing the Kung Fu Panda series. I believe we have two more episodes left. A bunch of films have dropped on the streaming services, so we're going to get a lot of that stuff out of the way and everything like that. And we got a bunch of stuff that are dropping in the theaters that we have seen along the way. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And, of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.